Zorro, called Leonardo. One of the young men on the platform climbed down a ladder and jumped to the floor. He was a sturdy-looking teenager with a red face and wavy black hair.
Are things any better this morning? Asked Leonardo.
No, the paint is still very damp to the touch, said Zorro.
Then let us proceed with our plan, said Leonardo. Did the pots arrive from the blacksmith?
Yes, over there, said Zorro. He pointed at two large iron pots beneath the platform.
And you brought the wood, said Leonardo.
Yes, said Zorro.
He pointed to a pile of wood stacked against a wall. Leonardo set down his basket and headed over to the platform.
What's the plan, Leonardo? Asked Annie as she and Jack followed him.
My apprentices and I will fill the pots with wood and lift them onto the platform, said Leonardo. Then we will light fires in them. The heat of the fires will quickly dry the fresco.
How can we help? Asked Jack.
Bring us some kindling, said Leonardo.
No problem, said Jack.
He put down his bag, and he and Annie hurried to the wood stack.
Kindling? She said. Small pieces of wood, said Jack. They catch fire first and help get the big pieces started.
Jack and Annie picked sticks and twigs from the wood stack. They carried the kindling back to Leonardo, and he dumped it into the iron pots. Zorro brought over some logs. Then he and Leonardo hooked the handles of the pots to a system of ropes and pulleys.
Pull!
Leonardo shouted. The apprentices on the platform pulled on the ropes. The heavy pots swung into the air.
Steady, steady, Leonardo shouted.
The apprentices slowly hauled up the pots. Then they pulled them onto the platform and placed them in front of the fresco.
Light the fires, shouted Leonardo.
Zorro lit a candle from a torch burning at the entrance of the hall. He carried the candle up the ladder and used its fire to light the kindling. Soon the wood in the pots began to blaze.
Bring more wood, Leonardo shouted. Bring more wood!
Jack and Annie hurried back to the wood pile. They gathered bigger pieces of wood and rushed back to the ladder. Apprentices lifted the wood up to the platform and added it to the fires in the pots. Soon flames were shooting high into the air, warming the fresco. Standing with Leonardo below the platform, Jack and Annie stared up at the battle scene. The room grew hotter and hotter. With the fires blazing above and smoke curling through the air, Jack felt like he was in the middle of the battle himself. He could hear the clanging swords, neighing horses, and shouting men. He could feel the beastly madness of war that Leonardo had talked about. Suddenly, Jack heard real shrieks. Leonardo's apprentices were all yelling.
It is dripping, master, one cried. The paint is running, shouted another.
Jack looked back at the fresco. The helmets of the warriors were melting down over their furious faces.
Ah! Cried Leonardo with a look of horror. Kill the fires! Kill the fires!